we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. It's a cool spring day in early May of 1935. I'm standing outside the Patton Funeral Home at Boulevard Place, not far from the Avenue. Hundreds of people have been coming and going all day to pay their respects to Neptown's King of the Blues, Leroy Carr. He was just 29 years old, but heavy drinking and hard living got the best of him. Folks were shocked by the news of Leroy's death. He'd become one of the top blues singers of his day.
How long, babe, how long has that evening train been gone? How long, how long, baby, how long?
The recordings he made with guitarist Grapper Blackwell sold as fast as the record companies could print them, and in just a few years, Leroy had cut over 100 sides for big-time record labels. But in Leroy's day, the blues was not a respected art form. And though Leroy had fans in cities across the United States, he couldn't have ever imagined how influential his music would become. On this week's show, we'll trace the influence of Leroy Carr by listening to recordings of his songs made by some of the biggest stars in blues, rock, and jazz music. Today, Leroy Carr is recognized as one of the most important blues artists of the 1920s. Many of his original songs have become blues standards, and Leroy's cool, laid-back vocals inspired a generation of early R&B and rock and roll singers. One of those singers was the great Ray Charles. Ray Charles performed many Leroy Carr songs during his career. This is his 1949 version of How Long Blues.
How long, baby, how long has that evening train been gone? Baby, how long? Yes, how long?
That was Ray Charles singing How Long Blues. Ray Charles' version of How Long Blues was based on Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell's 1928 recording of the song made right here in Indianapolis. Leroy Carr was one of the most influential performers in early blues music. The records he cut attracted blues fans across the country, even in the Mississippi Delta. Musicians like Muddy Waters and Robert Johnson were among Leroy's biggest fans, and they incorporated his songs into their own music. In fact, Muddy Waters learned to play guitar by listening to Leroy Carr's music. Here's Muddy Waters telling the story himself during a 1941 interview with musicologist Alan Lomax.
About how much have you practiced? How many hours when you were first picking it up? How long did you have to play every day to learn how to play?
From an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Uh-huh. Every day?
Every day.
Uh-huh. You remember what the first piece you ever tried to learn was?
First piece I ever tried to learn was How Long Blues, Leroy Carr. Mm-hmm.
Did you learn that from a record or from Sim?
I learned that from the record.
How would you do? How would you learn that song?
Well, we just heard the song, you know, we just put out Well, Leroy Carlton put it out.
Would you sit down with the record and play a little of it and then try to imitate?
I just got the song in my ear and went on and just tried to play.
Though Muddy Waters never met Leroy Carr, he felt such a strong bond to Leroy's music that he referred to Leroy as his friend, as you will hear in this recording.
Now, a little of something that a friend of mine just made before he died, Leroy Carr, called it Blues Before Sunday.
Muddy Waters recorded several of Leroy Carr's songs, and up next, we'll hear his version of Leroy Carr's classic Blues Before Sunrise.
The blues before sunrise was still standing in my eyes.
That was Muddy Waters singing Blues Before Sunrise, originally written and recorded by Leroy Carr in 1934. The flip side to the 1934 release of Blues Before Sunrise contained another Leroy Carr original that would go on to become a blues standard. That song was titled Mean Mistreater Mama.
You're mean mistreating mama, and you don't mean me no good. You're mean mistreating mama, and you don't mean me no good. And I don't blame you, baby. I'd be the same way if I could.
This is Muddy Waters' 1959 recording of Mean Mistreater, released on Chess Records.
She's a mean mistreater, and she don't mean me no good. She's a mean mistreater, and she don't mean me no good.
I'm Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the pianist and singer-songwriter Leroy Carr, one of the most influential performers to emerge from Indiana Avenue. Blues guitarist Big Bill Brunzi was not only a fan of Leroy Carr, he also performed with Leroy. In this 1952 interview with Alan Lomax, Big Bill shared his memories of Leroy Carr.
I've been around in parties with Blake, Blind Blake, and around in parties with Blind Lemon, and in parties with Leroy Carr, Tampa Red, Georgia Tom, and different guys like that. But Leroy was a fella, he never was a guy to start an argument with nobody, and he was the one of the best conditioned men, the way I explain it, he was a fella that never did believe in an argument, but he was a heavy drinker, it's true, and that's what they said that he got drunk and his heart stopped whilst he was asleep. And I never did, I saw his wife once, but I never was around her enough to know much about her because we'd always be out in parties and other places and around.
This is Big Bill Brunzi performing Leroy Carr's classic In the Evening When the Sun Goes Down.
You know, one reason that I play these type of blues is simply because that the fellas that the people that really sung these songs, they're gone. And some of them I was there to say goodbye to, and some of them I wasn't there to say goodbye to. But this was a guy that me and him worked together. We lived together, we ate together, and didn't sleep with him. No, I didn't do that, but we was in the same house, you know. But for a fact, he was about one of the greatest blues singers that I can remember in my lifetime. And we all used to go to his home and wake him up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, have him to sing this song for us, you know. And that's the best time to wake up a blues singer, to have him to sing the blues. And his name was Leroy Carr, one of the greatest that I ever run into. And this is one of his blues.
The piano man, champion Jack Dupree, was born in New Orleans, but he got his first big break singing on Indiana Avenue at C. Ferguson's Cotton Club during the late 1930s. Champion Jack must have learned a few of Leroy Carr's tunes during his time in Indianapolis. This is his version of Leroy Carr's classic Midnight Hour Blues.
In the wee midnight hour, along about the break of day, in the wee midnight hour, along about the break of day, when the blues creep up on me.
I'm Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to Echoes of Indiana Avenue. That was Champion Jack Dupree playing Leroy Carr's classic Midnight Hour Blues. One of the most famous songs attributed to Leroy Carr is The Nighttime is the Right Time. You may be familiar with Ray Charles' famous version. Leroy Carr never had a chance to make his own recording of The Nighttime is the Right Time. But in 1937, just 2 years after Leroy's death, pianist Roosevelt Sykes made the first recording of the song and credited the composition to Leroy Carr. Let's listen. This is Roosevelt Sykes singing The Nighttime is the Right Time.
Just before we begin, if you stay out all night, darling, I declare that will be the end.
This is Butch Slaughter, and Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return after this short break. I'm Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the Indianapolis pianist and singer-songwriter Leroy Carr, one of the most influential performers to emerge from Indiana Avenue. Some of the greatest performers in show business have recorded Leroy Carr's songs, and we're listening to some of those recordings this week. Leroy's influence was not limited to blues music alone. His songs have been recorded by many jazz and rock stars, too. The great jazz vocalist Ella Fitzgerald recorded two Leroy Carr songs on her 1963 album, These Are the Blues. This is her version of How Long Blues.
Tell me, baby, how long, baby, how long has that evening train been gone? How long, baby, how long?
Mm-hmm. Ella Fitzgerald singing How Long Blues, a song made famous by the Indianapolis blues artist Leroy Carr in 1928. In 1935, Leroy Carr released a song titled When the Sun Goes Down. This mournful ballad would become one of Leroy's most enduring compositions.
In the evening, Mama, when the sun goes down, in the evening, baby, when the sun goes down. Well, ain't it lonesome, babe, when your lover's not around, when the sun goes down.
When the Sun Goes Down has been recorded dozens of times through the years. In 1948, it was recorded by Lead Belly.
When that sun goes down, in the evening, Mama, when that old sun goes down, well, ain't it lonesome, ain't it lonesome, babe, when your love is not around, or when the sun goes down.
In 1935, Memphis Minnie made her recording.
And hearing, that is when the sun go down. And hearing, that is when the sun go down. I've been still looking for you.
In 1937, Robert Johnson recorded a version under the title Love in Vain.
And I followed her through the station with my suitcase in my hand. And I followed her to the station with a suitcase in my hand. Well, it's hard to tell, and all your love's in vain, all your love's in vain.
In 1969, the Rolling Stones released a version based on Robert Johnson's recording.
Yeah, I followed her to the station with a suitcase in my hand. Whoa, it's hard to tell, it's hard to tell when all you love's in vain.
Even today, musicians are still performing the song. In 2013, Gary Clark Jr.'s version was featured in the film 12 Years a Slave.
Well, in the evening, Mama, when the sun goes down, in the evening, Mama, when the sun goes down, ain't it so lonesome when your lover's not around, when the sun goes down. Well, I lay awake at night.
Up next, we'll hear one of the most unique versions of the song. From 1959, this is Eartha Kitt singing Leroy Carr's In the Evening When the Sun Goes Down.
In the evening, when the sun goes down, in the evening, in the evening, baby. When the sun goes down, well, then it's lonesome, baby, lonesome. When your lover's not around, when the sun goes down. Now, last night I laid sleeping.
I'm Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the Indianapolis pianist and songwriter Leroy Carr, one of the most influential performers to emerge from Indiana Avenue. So many of Leroy's songs have become standards in blues music. One of the best is his 1928 recording, Prison Bound. Leroy was in trouble with the law throughout his life, and he no doubt drew from his own experiences when writing this sorrowful lament.
Early one morning, the blues came falling down. Early one morning, the blues came falling down. All locked up in jail.
One of the best versions of Prison Bound was recorded by John Lee Hooker. This is from his 1959 album, The Country Blues of John Lee Hooker.
Early one morning, the blues come falling down. I was all locked up in jail. I was prisoner bound. Baby, you may never see my face again.
That was John Lee Hooker singing Prison Bound, originally written and recorded by Leroy Carr in 1928. Leroy Carr's music was an influence on rock and roll pioneers like Big Joe Turner. Big Joe Turner is remembered for his early rock and roll hit, Shake, Rattle, and Roll. Up next, we're going to listen to Big Joe Turner's 1956 recording of Leroy Carr's Low Down Dirty Dog Blues.
Well, I ain't gonna be a low down dog no more. Yes, I worked on, baby, and I brought you home, my baby. You certainly gonna miss me when I'm gone away.
That was Big Joe Turner singing Leroy Carr's Low Down Dirty Dog Blues. And this week on the Echoes of Indiana Avenue, we're celebrating the songs of the Indianapolis blues musician Leroy Carr. Many of the biggest acts in rock music have recorded Leroy Carr's songs, from Eric Clapton to Fleetwood Mac. The Northern Irish singer Van Morrison has even recorded a couple of Leroy's tunes. This is Van Morrison singing How Long Blues.
How long? Train been gone. Tell me how long till that evening. Train been gone. Run down to the station. Couldn't find no train.
This is Van Morrison and Taj Mahal singing Leroy Carr's Midnight Hour Blues.
In the wee midnight hour, long for the break of day, in the wee midnight hours, long for the break of day. That's when the blues creep up on you, carry your mind away.
Leroy Carr died in 1935 due to complications from alcoholism. He was only 29 years old. Just a few months before he passed, Leroy cut one of his most haunting records, a premonition of his own death, titled Six Cold Feet of Ground.
Just remember me, baby, when I'm in 6 feet of cold, cold ground. Just remember me, baby, when I'm in 6 feet of cold, cold ground. Always think of me, mama, just say there's a good man gone down.
For joining me for this tribute to the music of Leroy Carr, one of the most influential songwriters to ever come out of Naptown. You can meet me here on the Avenue next week, the same time in the same place. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is produced and written by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thank you for listening.
When you get to Naptown, the blues won't last very long, long. When you get to Naptown, the blues won't last very long, long.